Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, greeting you with wishes for a grand Thursday. I hope it's all good. Anyway, whatever you do, just make the most of it. You know, there are so many little things that, you know, you can do to make the day count. And, of course, I know you may be working or taking care of your business, but you know what they say, stop and smell the flowers along the way. And sometimes, you know what, I do that literally and really pretty often. But you know what that saying is really trying to teach us is not to miss the simple, special things as we move along in our fast-paced lives. You know, smell the flowers. Focus on something that may be, you know, seem to be insignificant to somebody else. And those kind of little opportunities are always there for us to appreciate everywhere. Those little things are really what makes life fuller at the end of the day. Smell the flowers. Really, you know, like taking in just a deep breath of fresh air outside. Or, you know, watch the wind blow in the trees. I've done that looking out the window today, and that was really just beautiful. Or, you know, taking in the peacefulness of the lake or the ocean if you have the opportunity to do that, or even peering into the blue sky. I love doing that too. Really look at it. Look at the stars at night. I know all of that sounds nice, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's a wonderful short getaway too. Well, speaking of stars, I know of someone who gets to have a close-up view of them day and night, and that's because she's in the entertainment biz as a celebrity broker doing PR, casting, event planning, and all kinds of other amazing stuff for the stars. Yeah, the ones that we get to see on TV, in the movies. She aims high at everything she does, and she is successful at doing just that. She shoots for the stars in the real sense. She is the CEO and founder of Kim Toomey Entertainment, and I am especially happy to have her on the Foxology stage today as my special guest. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on your show today.
I am so excited to have you. I have talked to you so many times in email and texting and never had the opportunity to actually hear your voice and meet you in person. So, you know, I'm super duper califragilistic, espialidocious excited.
You so thrilled. Yeah, I tell you, this goes to networking business. I love it. I have so many friends, like you said, and people I just adore and love that I've never had the opportunity to meet. And, you know, I thank God for that outlet, you know?
Yeah, I do too. You know, it was amazing. And same here. I've just been able to create some amazing relationships. And who knew, you know, years ago, so many people were intimidated at that entire venue for many reasons. And there's still a lot of reasons to be kind of scared. But I tell you, if you're paying attention, you're really doing business, trying to keep it professional, you can really get some really great stuff going. I know that for sure because I got to know you. So anyway, what I want to do, Kim, is get us started talking about your wonderful work life. Not that there aren't great things going on behind the scenes with you. I know they are, too, and we're going to get some of that out in our conversation well. But you work with a number of really great, recognizable stars in your business. I want to talk about when you got started in the entertainment business and some of those people that you got on your client list. When did you get started? When did this all become interesting to you, and how in the world did you make it happen?
Oh, I didn't do anything, honey. I'm not that burnt. That's all God. I had nothing, absolutely nothing, other than just being just plain old Kim. I gave a young lady a compliment, and she happened to be the screenwriter for the movie Motives. And long story short, when we spoke, when she finally called me, like, I gave her the compliment like 9 months prior, you know, and she ended up calling me 9 months later. And when she called me, I had just recently quit my job in the mortgage business. And when she asked me why I quit, I told her people were going to be getting put out of their homes. This was back in 2004. Nobody had gotten put out yet, so she really didn't understand what I was talking about. But just the fact that I decided to quit my job before people got, you know, put out of their homes, she was like, man, that's some integrity right there. And I'm like, well, yeah, I gotta see God, and I'm not trying to go to hell over a dollar. And she was like, have you ever thought about getting into the entertainment business? Because we don't have a lot of people with integrity. And I was like, girl, no, I live in Dallas. Never thought about it. So long story short, she asked me, because she called me back a couple of hours later. I told her she could. And then a couple of hours later, my phone rang, but it wasn't her. And it was celebrity after celebrity calling me, talking about, I heard you ain't got no job, and they all put me to work. So that's how I got started.
Well, that's really pretty amazing, because it's a huge transition, Kim, from the mortgage industry into the entertainment business in one sense, because it's, you know, one, it's like black and white. They're really not the same thing. But I know in your particular case,
I don't know if I can say that, Silver, because when I was doing mortgages, I'm really over those people's lives. You know what I'm saying? I'm the decision maker. I decide if you get a home. I decide how much your home is. You know what I'm saying? I know everything about you, your Social Security number. So there's a lot of trust that has to be there. You know what I'm saying? So for me, the conversion was actually easy. It was like I've been doing it my whole life. I didn't really do anything. I didn't never take a class. I never did, you know, it just came natural to me. So for me, it was easier than most. But I guess when God has something for you, that's what it is. It's easy. I never knew I had the talent until it was time to use it, you know?
When I said that, what I meant was that the industries themselves are so, you know, very different. I was just about to say, and you've explained part of it, that you had so many tremendous skill sets that you could take from that, you know, the natural born instincts you have for so much, and then the skill sets that it takes to be in the mortgage industry did make it a really good fit for you once you did make the transition, because you've got such, you know, the great people skills. You do have that integrity. And one thing I know about you positively, because I see it, that you have so much care and concern, and a genuine care and concern for people, and particularly I am able to see and read into the fact that you have almost a protective type of nature with the clients that you work with and that you represent, just as you just described with your people that you were helping in the mortgage industry as well. Kim, why do you think it is? You wouldn't think that there would be such a problem with integrity and trust. What does that really mean? I mean, is it when you take a client under your wing to do the things that you do, where have others made mishaps with what they've done?
Okay, say that last part one more time. I don't think I understood the question completely. I'm sorry.
Well, where have others, you know, when you got that first call and you were told we are looking for people who have integrity and honesty and genuine concern, what are some of the other agents and publicists and things doing that lack the integrity that you have? And, I'm not looking for a full-blown story, but what's the contrast?
Oh, it's easy. It's very easy. I mean, the business of entertainment is money-driven. I mean, that's the whole point. That's why a lot of people get in it, because it's a quick money if you get the right situation. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I was in a great situation with real estate at the time, real estate was the number one booming thing in 2004. So for me to leave all that money I was making every month, that right there told you it wasn't about the money for me. And I think that's what she took away from the conversation, and that's why she referred me to Celebrity Client and got me work. And, and again, I think anytime you do anything for the right reason, God has your back. You know what I'm saying? And I always try to live my life the same way, regardless if somebody's in front of me or somebody's not in front of me. As if my parents or my father, I mean my parents or my heavenly father or my grandparents are in front of me. I want to make them proud, dead or alive. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's just what I live my life personally.
For sure. So I think I just happen to maybe know this first person that you're talking about who has made a more than a wonderful mark in her history in the entertainment industry. I think you're talking about actress Kelsey Scott, who most recently starred in 12 Years a Slave. Is that correct?
You would be absolutely correct.
Yeah, she's an amazing young woman. And thanks to you, I was able to have an interview with her and meet her, too, in person when she was in Houston. But what I want to ask you is this, because I think that's a cute story. When she made that happen for you, did you kind of go to your home and pinch yourself and think, okay, how do I start this? What did you say to yourself when you got home?
Actually, I was at home when she called me, but actually, no, I didn't pinch myself. The thing that you don't know and most people that don't know me know that I have a lot of favor in my life. I actually got into the real estate business the same exact way. Somebody was watching me. I didn't know they were watching me. And they basically took me under their wing from the job that I had prior to that. He was an older young man. He was a white man. And Mr. Don took me in. He stopped me in the hall one day, and he said, you know what, Kim, I've been watching how you handle people. I've been watching how you talk to people. And he was like, I would love to hire you to work for my company. And I told the man, thank you, but no thank you, because I don't know nothing about mortgages, you know. And he asked me, what's the most money you ever made a month? I said, $5,000. And, you know, I don't have an education. I don't have no degree. I don't have any kids. So $5,000 a month, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So when I told him $5,000 a month, he was like, $5,000? Okay, what if I told you I could at least double that, if not more? And I was like, yeah, right. So long story short, I ended up taking his offer. He offered me on the spot my own office, my own secretary, and offered to pay me regardless if I got a check or not. Who could turn that deal down? I figured I could always go back to that job I had making $5,000 a month because I was one of the best people I had in the company. So that's what I did. And my very first check that I got from him was $12,500.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, that really was an offer you couldn't refuse.
Well, you know, you don't know
Kim,
unless you try.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. So when you got all set up like that, I mean, I'm trying to see how did you start putting your map together of how you were going to help people, because when I think of public relations and event planning and all of the other things, you do a lot of mixers and things like that for your celebrities, all of that, just you just had a real natural feel for coordinating and knowing how to connect the dots and network. All of that just sort of came naturally for you?
You're probably going to hate my response.
No, I love it so far.
But let me tell you, to be honest with you, I mean, I just use my common sense for the most part, you know, for the couple of people that I did have an email for, because I was not internet savvy. I come from the mortgage world, you know. There wasn't a need for me to be on the internet. I wasn't chilling like that on the internet at the time. So for me, I just went and got smart. I joined the MySpaces and, you know, asked people for their email address, asked them to put them in my data, you know, could I put them in my database? And I started sending out emails, things like that. But what the crazy part is, I had started my business, I told you, dealing with Kelsey that night pretty much. And probably, I want to say about three weeks later maybe, something like that, I got a call from JF Kennedy's family. And whoever called me that day, the gentleman that called me, he was like, hi. And I said to Kim, I'm like, this is she. He was like, hi, this is so-and-so with JFK's family. I'm like, yeah, right. He was like, yeah, we heard you do an event. And I was like, I haven't even done an event. You know, I thought it was a horrible prank. And so I ended up clicking in his face, long story short. He ended up calling me back, and he was like, call this number back. I promise you it's not a prank. We want you to start doing our event. And so I called the number back, and true enough, it was the Kennedys. And my very first event that I ever did was at Senator Ted Kennedy's house in Hyannis Port, Massachusetts. I'm telling you, favor is a good thing, but I think I get favor, and this is just my opinion. You know, people, in my opinion, you know, they really try to do a lot of things for all the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to impress a boyfriend, trying to impress a girlfriend, or trying to make mama happy, trying to make daddy happy. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I don't plan things. I've never been a planner. Planner doesn't work for me. So what I always do and always have said is ask God to guide me in the direction that he would have me go. And I always ask for uncommon favor, and always had it. But that's because I don't let other people influence my decisions either. And I don't let people talk me out of whatever I feel like God has me do at that time. Because whatever God gives me is for Kim Toomey. It's not for you. So if you don't agree with it, that's okay. And I think when you do what you're supposed to and you're tested through that realm, God sees that you're loyal to him and not others. He blesses you. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
I just had what some may call an uncommon introduction into the entertainment business, because I didn't have to work for anything. Everything was just laid out for me, and that's not normal for most people.
No, it's not. And, you know, the beauty in all of it is that there was this huge need for somebody like you. And, of course, it's a vast industry now, but for those that you work with, and, you know, I see some of what you do on social media, and I just think it's incredible to be able to have what not only, and this is just from visuals, Kim, that I say this, but it's a sense of what I see, is that you not only have a great working relationship, you look like you have a great personal relationship with the people that you also are connected to, which, you know, is kind of, you know, interesting that I see that, but I knew that I was going to say that to you in our conversation, because when I would look at the warmth in some of those pictures, you can almost see the trust, and you just don't always even see a lot of celebrities with the people that that manage them or publicists and things like that. So I think it's absolutely wonderful. Can you share with us you're welcome. Can you share with us, you know, since you don't plan, and I'm not looking for a play-by-play, but you've got to have a sort of fun life on pretty much a daily basis with the type of clientele you work with. What's your average day look like? What gets rolling when your feet hit the floor?
Well, the good thing about my job, or the one thing I love about my job, is that I don't do just PR. So I don't get bored, you know. I'm an Aquarius, so we all over the place. You know, we're dreamers. We like to get things done. But at the same time, it's easy for us to get bored. So the reason the celebrity broker name was born was because all those different celebrities called me that night, and they all asked me to do different things for them. And I didn't want to be stuck with a title and not know if I was going to like that job or not. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's changed. I mean, this week I could be working on a movie set. The next week I could be on the road with a client promoting the film. The next week I could be, you know, like I got a graduation coming up. We're doing some stuff for colleges, you know, promoting a TV show. It could be anything. We could be at the nightclub. It's a lot of things that could be going on. You know what I'm saying? There's no one thing that I do repetitively, and that's what I love about it, because it's always different. I'm always with a different client. And, you know, I really like it. It's fun. The perks are great, traveling for free. You know, staying at the finest hotels, being fed by some of the finest people on the planet. It's definitely a blessing. I never would have thought in a million years, you know, I'd be in the situation. So I'm very grateful, and I try my best to stay grateful and stay humble, because I know God could have chose anybody to be in my position. So I don't abuse my power. I don't abuse my situations. I don't mistreat people, and I don't lead people in the wrong direction. That's not what I do.
Yeah, and it's, and again, that's just a wonderful thing, and God does know who to trust to get certain things done for people, and I just think it's incredible that you do what you do. You're you know, to me, a celebrity in yourself, and of course quite influential. And I think that that's so awesome. Who are some of the people? Share with us. I've seen some of them, but share with the audience some of the people that you represent.
Sean Blakemore from General Hospital. A lot of people got to meet him. Well, he did Star Trek this past summer. Vivica Fox, Lamon Rucker, Omar Benson. Now, I've worked with a lot of different people. I mean, I've been Boris Kodjo, Morris Chestnut. I've been blessed. I mean, Regina King. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
That's so wonderful, Kim. I know that in addition to that, you also do some community and charitable things that are really in, close to your heart. I know particularly I've seen things that you do to help support the needs of the homeless. Would you tell us about that?
Well, I always try to do something. I've been doing, I don't know how many years now. I'm old. I'm over 40, so.
That's not
so
old.
Because I'm just saying over 40, you know. But I've been doing it so long I haven't kept count. I mean, I've been in Atlanta for 7 years, so. I was doing stuff before I moved to Atlanta. But my point is, for me, you know, a lot of people like to say they have a charity and all that kind of stuff. I don't like to call mine a charity per se because I give everything out of my own pocket. And I feel like some things when you're blessed, you don't have to go and get a tax write-off for it. You know, I think you should genuinely give out of, you know, from your heart. That's just me. So every year for my birthday, I kicked, because my birthday is in January, I kicked my year off feeding the homeless for my birthday. Every birthday I have, I spend it with them some kind of way. I call it hot dogs for the homeless. So I, you know, cook up all these hot dogs, and I feed them chips, water. I give them stuff like wipes so they can wipe their faces because, of course, they don't have water. You know, we give them little things like the women. We give them cinnamon products, you know, all kind of stuff, anything we feel like they need for that time of the year. And then sometimes, you know, my friends will join in with me. My birthday is a birthday gift, you know, like this year they gave them gloves and mittens and, you know, stuff like that in lieu of the food. So, you know, I just really like it. There's a lot of great stories, and it's another way to show yourself how blessed you are because you get to go home and they don't, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Kim, how did your interest go in that direction? Is there a story behind that?
Well, actually, I've never told this story before, but what happened was some years back, my father had a situation, and I found out he was at the Salvation Army. And I was like, hold up, homie, what you doing? You know, you got kids that got houses and got homes, and, you know, that pride is a bad thing, you know, it's a horrible, horrible thing. But I found out he was sent at the Salvation Army, and mind you, my father was in the military, so he getting a retirement check. So I'm like, what is the problem? Get this money. Why you, you know, whatever. So come to find out that I found out how much his check was. And Kim was not happy with that check because it wasn't enough to pay rent and pay bills, you know, pay your electricity, water, have a car, you know, the necessities of life. You know what I'm saying? And so I think they had given him like 55% disability. I was like, well, you didn't do 55% of the work. So I went and did my homework. I found out that if you are a vet, if they give you a check, and if you go get a job, they cut your check off. At least at that time, I don't know what they do now, but at that time, if you were a vet and you went and got a job to supplement your income, they would cut your check off, which is not fair to me. You know what I'm saying? So since you're going to make it hard for my daddy to make money, then I'm going to make it hard on you guys. So I ended up suing the government, and I ended up winning. So he ended up getting his 100% disability. He ended up getting a house with 3 acres of land. And God is good. Got a new car, house full of new furniture and appliances, all of that. Because I'm not that chick. I don't talk. I act. So that's one reason they kicked it in for me, because I didn't realize that's how a lot of vets become homeless. It's not that they don't have money. It's just that they don't have enough
yes.
for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, for sure I do. For sure I do. That's wonderful and definitely inspiring as well. You know, I think there's a lot to be said about what you just said about getting things done, you know, not to sit back on your laurels when you see something that needs to happen, and that's great. Kim, how did you launch Women Supporting Women Globally? What was the inspiration for you behind that effort?
Honestly, I'm just sick of people saying that women can't work together. That was real simple for me. I'm just so sick of that term. I'm so sick of people saying that women can't work together. I'm like, I know there's got to be some women out here that want to make money, that want to be prosperous, happy. You know, I think you can have all of that. I think you can be married happily. I think you can have money. I think you can have all the things in life. You know what I'm saying? The only person that can't have it is the person that doesn't want to have it. You know, and I really try to surround myself with all kind of cultures. I don't believe in being a one mindset Sally. I find there are a lot of people that they want the millionaire status, but they don't want to do the work. You know, they don't want to leave their side of town, or they don't want to join ventures with other people, or they don't want to try Chinese food, or, you know, they don't want to try nothing new, but they want all these different results out of life. And, you know, I travel a lot, like I said it before, so it made sense to me, because I have such a great following online as well, to bring these women together. So, you know, that's how I was born.
I know you hosted an event not long ago when you kicked it off, and is that something that will be occurring again?
Yes, I'm thinking about it. I think I'm going to have it probably every 2 years. I don't think I'm going to have it every year, but just I'm too busy, so I'll probably have it in 15.
Okay, great. Well, definitely keep our eyes open for that. And then you also launched Men Mentoring Men. I just love the title of that, men mentoring men. So what goes on in that effort?
Well, the premise of Men Mentoring Men is basically that I have a couple of key people, Dr. Farah Gray, Sean Blakemore, Darren DeWitt Henson, Rodney Pierre. I have a long line of men that have agreed to team up with me and mentor our men around the country, you know, at my need. Because, again, a lot of people look at celebrities and look at people that have money or have education, and they assume so much. You know what I'm saying? These men are still respectful.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are married, they're loyal to their wives. You know, there's a lot of stuff you see on TV that's not of God, number one, and a lot of people don't have what they say they have either. You know what I'm saying? It's just a facade for TV. So I wanted to put them around real people that can tell them you still need to pray. You know, take it back to the basics. You need to serve God. You need to work. You need to take care of your family. You need to be respectful, you know. And if you do these things, this is how you get granted your blessings. You don't get granted blessings because you want them. You get granted blessings because you earn them. That's basically, you know, the premise. We need to get back to the basics. Everybody's left the basics. Everybody wants now. But nobody wants to pray. Nobody wants to pray for each other. Nobody wants to help people the way they need to be helped. They want to wait till it's too bad to help somebody. You know, we used to check on our neighbors, and we used to just do things. And I still keep those premises. You know, my mom is like, how do you keep in touch with all these people? I do my best every month. You know, I'm calling people, checking on people, and I do things like I did when I was, you know, 14, 15, 16. I haven't changed, you know?
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, it's great to see somebody that has so many great personal and professional ethics, spiritual ethics, and really is acting out all of the things to do right. And, Kim, you're absolutely right. When you do it that way, how could you possibly go wrong? You set yourself up. You position yourself for every kind of right blessing to come your way and then some, and it's really commendable. It's really awesome to hear you talk about that in that way. I want to ask you, is there anything or anyone we should be keeping our eyes open or things to see in the near future for you or any of your clients?
Well, right now I'm going to talk about me. They always get the love, so I'm going to talk about me. But I just got my first script. So I'm excited about that. I'm working on that as
you say script?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Congratulations.
So, Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's time for me to start doing a lot more stuff for myself. I've helped a lot of people get to where they need to go and be in life and things of that nature. And I love what I do. But, you know, like I said earlier, I'm over 40, and there's some things I need to do now to take care of Kim, make sure Kim is good, make sure Kim is happy. And I just want to utilize the contacts that I have and the networks that I have to do the things that I think will be inspirational, because I do have a lot of great ideas and projects that I like. I think that people will enjoy watching and taking heed to.
Well, we're definitely going to stay tuned to you to make sure we learn what they are. There's one other big question I want to ask you for people who may be aspiring to enter into the entertainment industry, perhaps as an actor or a screenwriter or something along those lines. And I know that might be a long answer, it might be a short one, but I always try to provide something. This has been an excellent conversation, but I also want to add, how would you suggest, or what would you say to anybody who has aspirations? You were blessed to be so fortunate that, you know, somebody came knocking on the door to get you. But we know a lot of people, you know, they do take training, they aspire to act, they, you know, do lots of other things. What would you give them as the best piece of advice to get into the industry?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that don't do the homework and they don't do the, you know, the work. You know, the number one thing is a lot of people are lazy. They don't finish what they start. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to start acting, finish them, you know. You can't become an actor doing 3 weeks of acting classes or a month of them or even 3 months, you know. I have clients that have been in business 20 years and they still take acting courses, you know. And so it behooves me that people think they can only, they only have to take a couple of weeks worth and they're, you know, an actor. It doesn't work that way. If you're talking about, if you're cool with getting $300 a day or whatever, if you can even get that, then hey, if that's your goal in life, then, you know, yeah, keep doing it like that. You know, extras pay about $75 a day. You want to go be extra, then, hey, go work 12 hours to 14 hours a day for $75. And, again, if you're cool with that, then that's your goal, then, hey, that's cool. But if you're trying to be the one that's working all the time, that's getting that paycheck like Halle Berry or anybody else that have awards behind their names, then you got to do the work that comes with it, you know. You have to get out there and you have to sacrifice like everybody else. You have to live in the city where the activities are offered. You have to live in the city where auditions are offered. You know, I get a lot of people that stay in small town USA that want to be actors, but they can't either, A, afford a plane ride, or they don't want to get on the bus to get there, you know, or they don't want to move. So what do you say to that? You know, you can't ask for something and not do the work. You know, you got your answer right there. So if you're going to do it right, or don't do it at all. That's what I say. You know, the Internet is full of information. Stop calling people, bothering people, asking people questions. All you got to do is Google it. You got plenty of people on YouTube that'll answer your questions. They've already did dialect on YouTube that tell you how to do an audition, tell you how to be an actor. I mean, there's so many things that wasn't available when I first got into the business, you know what I'm saying, that are available now. So there's no excuses for me to show up not knowing. And, you know, if you're going to show up to audition, come dressed in character, you know. That helps you, you know, be set apart. You know, a lot of people show up when I do these castings here in Atlanta, they don't come up dressed apart. You know, so anything you can do
it really makes a difference.
To be different, yeah, to be different, to stand out, those are the things that we're looking for, because you take a chance. That means you're that person probably that we're looking for, because we want people that's going to take a chance, you know. That everyday stuff is just that every day. We're used to that. So, you know, just do what you can, follow your dream, follow your heart. But if you're going to follow your heart, understand there's sacrifices that go with that. Well, I don't care if you do live in Atlanta, L.A., because the average actor makes $7,000 a year. That's the average actor with no name. You know what I'm saying?
They make
That's
what?
Not a lot of money.
Would you say that again? I missed
the
it.
The average actor makes $7,000 a year. Like for these little independent films and stuff like that, they don't make a lot of money. So you got to come up with a plan. If you're going to act, if you ain't get out, because it's, you're going to be staying on your mama's couch forever, you know? So that's why I said if you're going to do it right, but don't do it at all, you know? So
yeah, I'm
that's
sure
really
that's
my,
not the plan.
Yeah, of
Those
course, it's
good,
never
good
the plan.
Suggestion.
Yeah, but you have to have a plan, and it definitely wouldn't hurt if you can get you a mentor, if you can find somebody that's going to mentor you in the acting game, if you can't afford to get an acting coach, you know what I'm saying? Or take acting classes. If somebody could mentor
Kim,
you, that would be great.
Yes, excellent, excellent thoughts and advice. Tell us how people can check out your website. Want to give that out for us before we wrap?
Yeah, you want my website? I don't think you want my website.
Is Facebook best for people to follow you?
Everything is Kim Toomey. If you go to Twitter, I'm the only Kim Toomey. If you go to Facebook, it's Kim Toomey. Everything is under my name, Kim Toomey. And my last name is spelled T as in Tom, U as in Universe, M as in Money, E as in Earth, Y as in Yard.
Okay,
so,
wonderful. This has been a wonderful time with you, Kim. And, again, I just want to express some special appreciation for you and just knowing you and being able to so easily allow me to connect with you as well. Truly appreciate it and truly have enjoyed talking with you today. And
likewise.
Wish you just continued success and blessings. Your sharing has just really, really blessed me, just hearing how God is active and at work in your life. So, you know, I'll be in touch again real soon.
I just have one last statement, if you don't mind. I like to close out when the wrong people leave your life, the right things start happening.
And that is the absolute truth. So, well, there you have it, people. Wrong people leave your life, the right things can happen. You heard it right from Kim Toomey. Kim Toomey is a celebrity broker and does wonderful and amazing things for a lot of the celebrities that we know and love. And all you have to do is Google her, Kim Toomey, and you'll see a lot of stuff pop up that you can take a look at. I want to thank you for checking out the show today. And, of course, this has all been a great inspiration for all of us to keep aiming high at the things we would like to do, the things that we want, to always shoot for the stars, even if it's not the kind that Kim is going after and works with every day. But it's certainly a great place to hang our hopes, right? All righty. All right. You enjoy the rest of your day. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you next time. Have a blessed day. Thank you.